Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you again. Remember, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or want me to speak at your next event, all of that can be handled with our lovely producer, Natalie. You can email her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can give us a call at 480-648-5149. Do it right now before you forget. We love hearing from Cleaning Nation. It gets boring talking to you guys all over the mic, and it is so much fun to hear back from you. So give us a call, shoot, drop us an email, say hello. Today, we are chatting with Tyler Buford from the Cleaning Enforcers. The Cleaning Enforcers have been serving the Rochester, New York area with residential cleaning services for about a year. If you want to reach out to Tyler and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.cleaningenforcers.com. Tyler, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Mike, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So glad to have you, my friend. Tell us a little bit about your story, man. How did you get involved with cleaning? How did you get involved with Cleaning Nation? What's shaking in your world?
Certainly. So I got my feet wet as a teenager with a family member who was in a small residential cleaning business. And money got tight. So I picked it up. I said, you know, there wasn't a lot of barriers to entry and overhead to do this. You know, I said I could start cleaning again on the side to bring in some supplemental income. So next thing I know, I started passing out flyers, offering my services to friends and family. And lo and behold, a few people started booking me. And I was out there pounding the ground, cleaning some homes.
All right. And that was about a year ago?
Yep. That was about a year ago. Last summer. So, a little over 12 months ago.
All right. Cool. And are you still doing a lot of the cleaning yourself? Have you got staff for doing that? What stage of your business are you in?
I'm still finding myself cleaning a lot just because it's so hard to find some reliable employees. But I have reached out. I do have a small support team that's there to help me. But most of the time, I'm at the accounts on the weekends. I work a full-time job, so I'm out there on the weekends cleaning. But I have been able to acquire some reliable employees to help on out.
Okay, so do you have employees, because you're residential, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'd imagine most of your stuff happens during the week or on the weekend, or how do you have that set up?
Right now, it's pretty much strictly on the weekend, or if we have, sometimes I'm able to get a Friday in there for the customers, but it's pretty few, a couple accounts, and mostly Saturdays. Like I said, we can squeeze in some Fridays for the customers as well.
Okay, cool. And then are you married? Are you single? Do you got kids? Your wife? I can't imagine a wife's putting up with too much of this nonsense with you cleaning all weekend.
Nope. I've been dating a girl for a couple of years now, and she's been real supportive and helping me with the whole business to it. So like I said, the main goal right now is for me to segue out of the cleaning and actually work on the scaling the business from now on.
Man, I don't know how many of the shows you've heard, but if you've listened to any at all, you'll know that I am a huge fan of owners of cleaning companies being owners of cleaning companies and not cleaners. So I couldn't agree more with that plan. All right, brother. Well, that said, let me help you best I can. What's going on in your world today? How can I best serve you today?
Certainly. So I guess I'm very tech involved as far as everything. I'm all about automation. I need to get out of the field if I can. It's just me, really, with my exception of the cleaners. So I use technology to my advantage. I automate as much as I can. And with that being said, I often find myself recruiting a lot of the customers, reaching out to customers via social media, email marketing, drip campaigns, things that I'm behind the computer often. But that has me wondering, should I kind of segue out of the computer and transition, be a face of the community more often than what I'm doing? Am I going to seek better results in the long run or even short term for that matter?
All right, let me repeat back what I think I hear you saying, because I want to make sure that I get your I get it right. I hear you saying you're doing as much as you can on the computer and not kind of face to face, belly to belly, or even on the phone. And I think I hear you saying, is that the best way to grow the company, or would I recommend more face to face or phone interaction?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, cool. And as most good questions, there's not just a solid answer of talk more on the phone or 3 hours on the phone for every 2 hours at the computer, or, you know, any sort of tidy, you know, which would be nice, formula, it really is going to come down to you and your goal. So let's talk a little bit more about you, and then we'll kind of see what makes sense for you. Because again, Cleaning Nation, please don't hear whatever I end up coaching Tyler to do as a answer of this is what everybody should do all the time, no matter what. I'm going to try and get Tyler sorted, and hopefully this conversation will help you guys ask yourselves some of these same questions in terms of what you want. So we'll start with that with you, Tyler. Why did you start the business? What are your goals for the business ultimately?
Pretty much, you know, I'd ultimately like to seek freedom from the 9 to 5. You know, I'm not happy punching the clock for somebody else. I want to be my own independent business owner. Not have to walk down the hall or shoot an email to ask somebody if I can have the next week off or whatever the case may be. So the ultimate reason why I want to be the business owner again, just to be my own boss.
Okay. Do you have an idea of what, and which is great, do you have an idea of what kind of revenue, in terms of gross sales and net profit you'd like to have over the next year? Cause again, there's two pieces that would kind of indicate which way to go. Profit and then lifestyle, right? So even if I got you making a bunch of money, but you hated your job, that wouldn't be a win. If you loved your job, but you're broke, that wouldn't be a win either. So from now, what kind of lifestyle would you like to give to the business or the business to provide for you? And what size business do you think you'll need? And that'll help me kind of tell you which way I would send you and how automated I would get.
Okay. I'm not at all shy of getting my hands dirty and putting the hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, scraping up the knees up front to get the results in the end. I am ultimately trying to grow this into a $1 million business, which would be, you know, roughly $100,000 a month. You know, breaking down probably be about 16 to 20 reoccurring customers a day, scheduling a day successful. But to answer from a year from now, you know, even if I got to half of that for as far as revenue, so, you know, $50,000 a month in revenue, you know, I'd be satisfied with, and obviously keep scaling from there.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me encourage you by most people don't have that granular of view of what they want to do. So I like that you're going, hey, I know if I want to be at $1 million, I know that needs to be around 100, you know, 80 will actually get you there, but you know, you plan for 100, you got a little extra, and you think, and you kind of had that's this many accounts per day. That's a great start. That's the first thing I'd encourage you to do. What about, and I'm going to answer your question. I just have one more. So now that I understand about, you know, kind of what you want this thing to look like a year or two from now, what would you like your lifestyle to look like? What do you want to do during the day? Do you want nothing to do with the business? Do you like doing the business? If you did like doing it, what kinds of work would you want to do? Tell me about a perfect day in the life of Tyler working for Enforcer or Cleaning Enforcer. Sorry.
Certainly. So the ultimate goal here would be, again, to be a business owner. So not working the full-time job. So even if I just touched on it a couple hours, maybe 10 hours a week, 12 hours if need to be, just not in there. I had managers running it. I had, you know, leads, you know, the teams had managers they can report to in a structured system. It worked its way up to me. I kind of sat back, look at the numbers, see what we were doing marketing wise, what we were doing as far as reviews. So I guess that'd be ideal. A couple hours a day would be ideal for me.
Okay, so that's such a great question. Man, that you really put my coaching skills to the test. So I like it's tough because I'm bipolar when it comes to, usually I'm pretty cut and dry, like this is the direction to go. This is one of the few things I'm a little bipolar on.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give you what I see the strengths and weaknesses of each, and then you can kind of meld that into, from what you're telling me, just so you know, I think relying heavily on automation and the internet and kind of your tools of the trade in terms of computers is probably best for you. It does have some weaknesses that I want you to be aware of, but that doesn't mean that you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You just kind of know, like, okay, there's a lot of strengths I'm going to get with this automation and kind of using computers to do my work or social media to do my work or, you know, automated things to do my work. They have some holdbacks, but from your picture, that's the direction I'd probably encourage you to go. That said, and especially since you're residential, right? When you're residential, you're exactly right. To build a $1 million business, you need hundreds of customers. You can't, you know, on commercial, you can have 30 customers paying you a couple grand a month and you're fine.
Right.
And you don't need a lot of automation for that. And it's a lot more, I've got these 30 customers, I've got to take care of them. It's harder to automate that because there's more personal relationship. That said, if you're like, hey, we've got, you know, 100 customers a week or whatever the numbers shake out to be, It's not possible for you, or you just, it's not even feasible for you to have a staff to kind of touch those people one-on-one. So you, it's almost required that you automate at that level in the residential piece. So the problem is what you're going to generally, I don't want to say give up or sacrifice, but oftentimes you'll have to trade is customer retention, right? Where you're probably going to get beat is the gal that does have 40 customers total, not a day, but total. And she knows them and loves them, and they know the cleaners and blah, 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 blah. It's going to be very hard for you to compete with that kind of retention. So how you overcome that is you have a superior marketing system where you're just getting more leads in the door, and your automated follow-up system is super thoughtful. So it may feel to the customer like, oh my gosh, that was so sweet. They sent me a little card after my first cleaning, and then I got a call. I get a call every couple months, and you know, I get a survey in the mail, you know, physical hard mail and a new little newsletter, and I get a nice little email every couple weeks. And man, it just, I really feel like I know Tyler, right? And all the stuff should come from Tyler, not from the cleaner. You can do that, but it takes a heck of a system. You know, you're going to need to see like an Infusionsoft or something pretty powerful that can script out the first year for every client in terms of, hey, they're going to get 37 touches, four of which will be by mail, 17 will be by email, the rest will be by phone call, or they'll get a package. So you really have to do that better than your, I don't want to say competition, than the other people that are like, hey, I just go out and, you know, spend time with my customer and give them a hug and talk to them and listen to them. So as long as you're willing to make sure that your automated systems are not just a little better, but far superior in terms of, this is how we acquire a customer. We've got a system that just, we're better at SEO. We're better at blogging. We're better at content marketing. We're better, you know, all the things that other people kind of feel like they could and should do, you are doing, and you're doing it well, right? It's kind of the, it's one of those things that takes a heck of a lot more work up front, but then you can set yourselves up for that foundation of, okay, I don't need to work as much, where if you're constantly there, they're going to blow by you initially because they don't need any systems. They can just go out and do a door hanger, knock on a door, shake a hand, smile, you know, give a bid. They're going to close more way. I mean, if they're doing anything at all, your competition is going to close way more bids than you are, right? If you get 10 bid opportunities, you're going to close two, they're going to close six, because they're physically going out, and so many people don't want to do that. So the downside is you're going to have a lot more traffic and lead flow than your you know, kind of compatriots that are going out there. And your systems are going to be a hell of a lot better. The good thing with the residential cleaning is you got to have systems anyway, right? You just, to build $1 million company, you just need hundreds of customers. So that takes systems. So that's kind of the 30,000 foot view I've got. Questions or thoughts before we, I don't want to keep yabbering if you've got other things or other questions.
You're fine, man. I like it. I like where you're going with this.
Okay, cool. So again, no right answer, wrong answer. Kind of the ups and the downs is really what I want to give you in Cleaning Nation. So like, okay, I'm choosing this not because it's the right answer, but because I'm clear on what I want and this will work. So just the big summary, and then we can hit the lightning round or answer any other questions you've got. The kind of big thumb summary is, if you want to go the pros and cons of online marketing and kind of not having that eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, is your systems have to be better. Your lead flow has to be better. You're going to lose, you're going to sell customers less frequently, and you're going to lose them more quickly. If I'm coaching someone against you that's going to go out and see them, they're going to crush you. That's okay.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to just have 10x the leads that they're going to have, right? They're doing smaller because they're closing 30 or 40% of the leads, and you're closing 2% of the leads if they come to your website, or, you know, 5% or some very small amount. You can
be a numbers game.
Yeah. So that's really it. If you want to kind of have the easier sale, customers that stay longer, they enjoy, you've got that personal relationship, that's important to you. Not that you can't accentuate that with social media, with websites, online marketing, all that sort of stuff. That's always valuable, but you don't have to be on point as Tyler's going to be. Tyler, if you're saying, that's my business, I don't want to really know these people, love these people, any of that stuff, your drip, just like you said, your drip marketing, your sequence, your funnels that you're going to have to put in place, and you need multiple. You'll need a new customer funnel. You'll need, you know, I downloaded some information, but I never signed up. That's a funnel. I signed up for a bid, but I didn't buy. That's a funnel. I did buy, but I'm no longer buying. That's a funnel. I did buy, and I'm currently a customer. That's a funnel. Each one of these funnels might have 30, 40, 80 steps in them. So you're like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of work. It is, but you spend 6 to 9 months putting together these funnels that are just ridiculous. A, you've got something to sell, right? Because it's very appealing. The companies I've sold, I'm like, hey, I never even come into work. People will pay a premium for that. But it takes a long time to get that set up. So don't be discouraged if it takes you a little longer than people are like out there face-to-face, door-to-door. I do like that I wouldn't like to see you doing both. Like, I'm going to try and book online and face-to-face. If you're going to be a face-to-face, own it, crush it. Have a sales process that you know you can get 60, 70% of the people and you're out there. If you don't want to do that, then just have an online process that is crushing it online, but don't hire salespeople. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Those are my thoughts. Any questions before we hit the lightning round?
No, sir. Sounds like a plan.
All right, man. Fantastic. Let's give you the opportunity to give back a little bit to Cleaning Nation, give you an opportunity to share some of your experience. First and foremost, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice that I've ever received. Not sitting around. Take action. Get up there and, you know, stop dwelling on it. Just get out there and do it. Fall down, get back up, learn from, you know, why you fell and master it.
Man, that's not cleaning business advice. That's just good life advice. I love it. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Biggest mistake that I have made is I've been in the industry too long. I've been focused on being a cleaner as opposed to the business owner.
I wish I could say you're alone, my friend, but that is a lot of the coaching that I do. So absolutely correct. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice and implement right away that will improve their lives and or their business?
And just make sure whether you're out there pounding the ground face to face, or if you're like me trying to stay behind the screen, make sure your systems are in place and you know what they are. And you have, you know, I hate to say standard operating procedures to a certain extent, because you don't want it to be so, you know, drilled down. You know, make sure you got something that's fluent and is working for you, and try it and make sure you're willing to work it. And if it's not working, try something else out.
I love it. If it's not working, try something else out. Simple, but wise, wise, and wise. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you sharing your passion, your desire to grow, where you're at in your business. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Tyler's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you know you'll find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.